advancing or not, it's always fun to win. And I told the fellows before the game to leave the unknown on the buses and take 3 hours and go really have fun doing your job and try to win a football game. And I thought they put together a tremendous effort. We needed everybody, offense, defense, and special teams. And I thought the guys earned the victory, and I'm happy for them. All right, I'll take your question.
Has the job not been fun for them this year, Pat?
No, I think it has been. You know, again, we fell victim to some unfortunate circumstances, most of them self-created. And so I think as we move forward, we just need to build on that. And whatever happens for this team next year, I think there's just a lot of really good stuff here that you can build on.
There didn't seem to be the kinds of problems with false starts and yeah. formations and so forth today that you've had in previous games. Why was that?
Well, I don't know. I think the guys were very focused. We took basically, there really wasn't much different to our plan than when Coach Kelly was here. We just kind of utilized some of our plays in a little bit different way. I thought the guys were focused, and, you know, aside from the one fumble and then the one tip ball and the interception, I thought we played a pretty error-free game on offense. We audibled throughout, and I think that was sort of the idea. We wanted to get lined up. And we have a handful of plays, and then we tried to get into the best one.
And that's so different than
no, well, it's part of what we did. We probably just utilized it a little more than we have in past games.
Is that what you mean by utilizing things in a different way?
Yeah, I mean, every offense has curl flat. We didn't change the name of that in the last 5 days. And so we just tried to utilize it. The one thing that's important is we have a quarterback that's extremely smart. We trust him, and so you don't have to be a play behind with Sam because he can get you in the right stuff.
What was the message you gave to them after the game?
I was just proud of them. You know, and the reality of it is we were just all out there doing our jobs, but they had fun doing it. And because they played a whale of a game, they get to experience that feeling you get when you win a football game one last time. And then my last message was, my last duty of the day is to get them back to Philadelphia safely. And so that's what we're going to do.
Some of the players have talked this past week about how there were a lot of new players in the locker room this year, changes made. And it takes time to get everybody together.
That's true.
That was the case this year.
I think so. I think I've mentioned that all along, that when you add a lot of new pieces, you know, we had a bunch of new faces in year three. It's like getting there halfway through the movie, and so you got to catch them up. And we had to do that a little bit, but you know that's not an excuse. That's sort of the reality of it. And you know, I just feel like if we'd have won more games, maybe it'd be a different situation.
How do you experience this win? And
you'll be next. We're going to all get along today.
Having experienced the win on the field and, yeah. and getting to coach this team. Did it give you that feeling, you know, wow, I really like to get this job and be the head coach?
No, you know, I tried to segment my thoughts and my feelings on this one here. I've stood on the sideline for 2 years, just like I did today in this same role, and we battled through some tough times in Cleveland. But I just wanted to do this one day at a time and then finish my job for Mr. Lurie today by coaching this game, and the players are the ones that did it. And I don't care. Game day, as we were driving here, I was telling Dom, I said, you know, game day never gets old, and winning games certainly never gets old. And that's the feeling that we were fighting for today.
Pat,
go ahead.
Sam's numbers over the last 7 games, since the 5, really, were pretty impressive. You know him better than a lot of people. What about him makes you think that is the quarterback he is versus maybe what happened the previous 4 or 5 years?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak to the 4 or 5 years. I was with him for one, and I got to know him. And you all know what I think of him. And I think what you're seeing from Sam the last part of this year is more of what he is. You know, it's, hey, when you have 2 season-ending injuries, those are like 2 big-time car wrecks. It takes a while to come back from that. And he wasn't doing it in a familiar system. He had to learn our system. He had to become comfortable with everything, the guys he was throwing to, the new opponents. And so Yeah, I think what you see from him in the second half of the year is more of what you could expect.
It seems Marcus Smith flashed today. Was there a concerted effort to get him more involved? Or?
No, he was just part of the 46, and he was out there playing, and he made some plays, which was good.
Talk about everybody getting, you know, taking time to gel and such. Now we have some sort of turnover tumult in the offseason. Does that affect them in your view? Can they continue this growth together, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, I think every year when you put the locker room together, or you put, in this case now, you got to put a new coaching staff together, however, whatever direction Mr. Lurie chooses to go, you got to recreate that chemistry every year because there's always new faces. No team ends the same and starts the same. Everybody changes, you know, and then we'll just have to see how much change there is. And then, but I think you can build on stuff. On things like today.
Is system change harder than, and system and scheme change harder than just having the different players?
Yeah, you know, I think change is change, you know, and you see organizations around the league that have committed to changing all the time, and it's hard for them to get traction. And, you know, I think, you know, the decision that I think the organization is faced with now is, okay, who's gonna lead the organization, and whoever that is will, you know, implement his systems, and then you roll. That's the reality.
I know coming into this week you were focused on the game, but now that the game's over, where does your mindset shift now?
I'm gonna get a shower, get on the bus, and go back to Philly, and I'm gonna see my family, and then whatever else, and then we're gonna go back to work tomorrow. And we have, you know, a normal exit day for the players, so we'll have a chance to go through the process and then get them on their way, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Do you have an interview set up yet?
I guess we're gonna meet here in the near future.
So why can't you get a challenge flag out on time?
You know what? That was totally my fault. I'm left-handed. I had it in my right pocket, so it took a minute. And my son will wear me out for that, I'm sure. No, I wasn't quite sure, but I thought he had stepped out. Now, the officials along the sideline, you know, the officials along the sideline, after it didn't go through, said, nah, you wouldn't have won it. So worked out pretty well.
Are you handling the exit interviews with the players?
Yes. Yeah. I'll handle that role just like if I was the head coach.
Did you talk to Chip at all heading into this game about
the philosophies? No, I talked to Chip after what happened. And then we've communicated. So, but in terms of anything relating to the Giants, no.
Would you like to be back with this organization in the coordinator role?
You know, of course. I mean, I've been here now for 13 years under two different regimes. And I told the players last night, I probably learned more in the last 3 years than I've learned at any stretch of my coaching career. Saw Steve Spagnuolo on the field. We gave each other a hug, and the one thing I told him is, I said, I wish I'd have known some of this stuff when I worked for you.
Well, you said, I think last year, earlier, Pat, you said if you had to do it over, you know you'd do so many different things from Cleveland. Is that even more true now after, that was, I think, in October of 2014 or so?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now you've had two more years. Is there even more to that?
Absolutely. And I think you would... Yeah, I think we constantly refine ourselves, and we become a better version of ourselves every single day. You learn something new every day. I learned some things about myself today that, you know, would make me a better employee tomorrow. And I think that's something we got to all keep in mind.
Did you learn that you wanted to be a head coach again?
Oh, I don't know. I enjoyed this, you know, opportunity. You know, It's kind of bittersweet, you know. I think back, if I'd have been a better assistant, maybe this wouldn't be the case, you know. So I don't know. I just want to get out of here and get back to Philly.
So what did you learn today?
It's fun to win, and it's fun to see a bunch of guys fight to do it. You know, this was not going to be easy. The other thing I told the guys last night is we're going to fight to win, but the Giants weren't going to give it to us. I mean. When I was visiting with Coach Coughlin before the game, I thanked him. He was really good to me when I was in Cleveland. And you're not going to find a finer man than Tom Coughlin. And I don't know. I learned a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Pat.